The Soviet news agency TASS reports that an American cancer researcher has defected to the Soviet Union. According to TASS, Arnold Loskin, his wife and three children, arrived in Moscow today after being granted political asylum. TASS says Loskin has defected after being fired from his job because he opposed U.S. foreign policy. The upcoming summit is having an impact on the budget debate on Capitol Hill. President Reagan accused Congress of helping Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev by attaching arms control demands to the spending bill. The House wants the president to continue to abide by the terms of the unratified SALT II treaty, among other things. House leaders say the president is threatening to shut down the government unless he gets his way on arms issues. The House today approved a compromise anti-drug bill that would institute the death penalty for drug-related murders. The provision threatened a filibuster to keep it from passing. Representatives dropped a provision from the original bill that would require the use of the military to patrol the border against drug smuggling. It hasn't rained since Saturday in eastern Missouri, but flooding problems continue to intensify along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers north of St. Louis. Thousands have been forced to leave their homes as floodwaters continue to rise. Jim Dryden of member station KWMU in St. Louis reports.
In St. Charles County, just to the north of St. Louis, flooding is worse now than at any time in recent history. All of the levees along the Missouri River have broken, and the towns of Portage du Sault and West Alton, which sit at the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers, have been completely isolated by water. Ray Kemp of the St. Charles County Office of Emergency Management says levees and dikes north of the confluence of the two rivers are causing those rivers to seek out new channels. West Alton is now under the water of one such new channel. That town is being evacuated this evening after desperate attempts to sandbag it failed. Almost the entire peninsula, which sits at the confluence of the two rivers, is under as much as 15 feet of water and is now accessible only by boat. And even though the Missouri River reached its crest this morning and the Mississippi is expected to crest tomorrow, emergency management officials say it will be quite some time before residents of the flooded area will be able to return home. For National Public Radio, I'm Jim Dryden in St. Louis.